Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Many of us have made our 2013 New Year's resolutions, and top of the list is losing weight. Joining us today is America's belly fat fighter and nationally recognized nutrition and fitness expert who's contributed her expertise to national media outlets such as The Doctors and Prevention Magazine. She's the author of the best-selling book, Belly Fat Diet for Dummies, here to kick off our third annual Total Body Transformation and to offer some tips on sticking with that New Year's resolution of losing weight and keeping it off. Welcome back to the show, Erin Polinsky. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Erin.
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, great. You know, 85% of New Year's resolutions include getting into shape or losing weight. How can your new book, Belly Fat Diet for Dummies, help them stay the course this time and achieve that goal?
Well, it's so important that we be realistic. Part of the reason so many New Year's resolutions fail is that we just take on too big of a challenge or we have unrealistic expectations. And part of what I love about my book is that it's not your standard diet. It's not a fad diet to go on and off, but it's about making realistic, real-life changes that you can stick with long-term. And I do customize it. There's three different plans. One is the gradual change plan. One's the turbocharge plan. So whether you want to jump right in or gradually change throughout
the year.
That's
me. Give me the turbo. I want the turbocharge.
Exactly. That's, you know, it's a great place to get jump started, get motivated, but then you can, you know, become more gradual change over time so you can keep those goals too.
Right. That makes sense. Now, you mentioned belly fat is the most life-threatening fat. Why loosening that belt a few notches doesn't just mean not fitting into your skinny jeans. It can actually bring you closer to your grave.
Well, that's right. I mean, fat is metabolically active. So when you have fat in the midsection where it's close in proximity to all your vital organs, it's releasing toxins and hormones that can do damage. It can do everything from causing type 2 diabetes to heart disease.
Right. That makes sense. Now, something we didn't touch on last time we were on the show that I thought of is what about exercise? Do sit-ups and crunches really work, or is the key really solely focus on the diet?
Both. I mean, you have to be active in order to get your health under control, but 80% of what you're going to lose is going to come from dietary changes. You could be on the treadmill all day and do a ton of crunches, but if you make the wrong food choices, it just takes a couple bites to get those calories back in.
You know, what gets me is people that work so hard on the cardio, they're sweating, and you hear them say, "Boy, I just earned a chocolate chip cookie."
Right, it was kind of pointless, right?
And I hear that so much. It's like I've earned spaghetti to my meal today, or I'm burning off the spaghetti meal. You're never going to lose weight permanently if you have that mentality.
Right, that's good when you're at maintenance, but yeah.
That's very true. And then, you know, if you could go into all of our listeners right now into their kitchen and remove, let's say, one or two items that you consider the biggest weight causers, what would you pick?
The top two things I would say to look at the food ingredients and really get rid of anything that has a refined white flour carbohydrate as the main ingredient or anything that contains partially hydrogenated oils, which are trans fats. Both of those ingredients, they increase inflammation in our body. Inflammation increases stress hormones, which cause us to store more fat, specifically belly fat.
Right.
And the refined carbohydrates really cause that insulin response that makes you crave more of them, and you don't feel hungry, so you just keep eating all day.
Great. And then what would be like a healthy snack? What could people grab? They want to nosh. They just want to watch TV. What could they grab?
Oh, there's so many. I mean, one of my favorites is popcorn because you get so much of it. You know, it's a natural whole grain. It's low in calories. And you can do a lot with it. You could put cinnamon on top or you can put Parmesan cheese. So you can really flavor it. But it makes a really great snack if you just want to sit down and crunch on something.
Yeah, that's my favorite as well. I love popcorn. Air Pop, that's number one. And the reason I like it is it's slow. It takes time. You can take your time and eat it. And if I'm really not, you know, I'll grab a celery stick and just peel a little piece of it and just chew on it just to try to stall while I'm watching. You know, that's when you really want to eat something when you're watching TV.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
You're sitting back relaxing.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, celery, vegetables, just having vegetables and low-fat dip, they're an excellent source anytime for a snack.
That makes sense. So now with people, when they read your book and they're going to lose the weight, is there another trick to keeping it off or if they just stay the course? So many people lose, you know, second, third month, and then by the fourth month, they're gaining it back, and then next New Year's resolution, here we go again.
And I think what happens is you lose steam. You know, everybody's motivated in the beginning and they're really strict with themselves, and over time they burn themselves out. So I think what you have to do is you have to be realistic. You have to make small changes you know you can stick with. You can't, you know, work out for 3 hours a day if you're not going to be able to continue to do that. So what you have to do from the start is make small changes so that you can continue with them. And also, you know, be realistic. You're not going to never have a cookie again. So I like to use my 80-20 rule, which is 80% of the time we should eat, you know, wholesome whole foods and make sure we're taking in the right things. And then 20% of the time you can splurge a little bit but still be losing weight.
Right. You know, and I've literally interviewed hundreds of authors that have written book on weight loss, and just today we've had three different opinions on this show. But it's interesting that, you know what I found of researching them all? They all work. And I believe they all work because they change our routine, they change our system, they change our way, our lifestyle. The key is, look at them in 6 months. Did the weight stay off? That's the key, is really creating and embracing a lifestyle and maybe shaking it up a little bit so it doesn't become routine. Do you agree that you know, routines can really be the clincher of killing off the weight loss?
Absolutely. I mean, I think any of us, if we're eating the same thing every day, I mean, you can only eat so many salads with grilled chicken on top before you want to just go crazy. So
right.
It's really important to look at the foods that you love and transform them into something healthy. That's what I like to do with my clients is, you know, if you want chicken parm, fine, you can have it, but you have to bake it in the oven and use the part skim cheese. You know, there's really ways to transform all your favorite foods and make them healthy, and then it doesn't feel like a diet as much as something you're enjoying.
Right, so then it becomes a lifestyle and not just a routine, not changing with the latest fad, you know, just do this kind of food only and don't do this and no carbs and, you know, just grapefruits only. That's why I think
right.
People, and they lose weight. If you did grapefruits only, I'm telling you folks, I promise you're going to lose weight.
Well,
you're going to be miserable.
Well, there was even that Twinkie diet. You know, if you're going to cut calories, you're going to lose weight, but it's not necessarily the healthy way or something you can maintain.
Yeah, and that's what's so neat about getting it to a balance. So your book basically kind of just goes through this whole lifestyle that shows these, quote, dummies how to finally lose weight and stop making the same resolution every year. This would
exactly.
Be their year.
Yeah, it's just breaking it down to make it simple and something you know you can maintain and really incorporating your favorite foods, but learning to do it in the right way, learning how to go out to eat or go on vacation and still eat healthy.
Yeah, especially like you mentioned, go out to eat. That's when people have the, you know, the biggest problem is once they go out to eat, they tend to go, oh, I don't have those healthy foods in my kitchen. I've got to go to Denny's, or Wendy's, and McDonald's and figure out the way to do that as well.
Right, and there really is a good choice that pretty much any place you go, it's just knowing what to look for on the menu so you can make the right choices.
Right, right. Now, you're actually joining us for a special show today. We're launching our 2013 Whole Body Transformation Challenge. Our commitment to our listeners each week is to offer motivation, accountability, and solutions. And each week, we will challenge you to focus on three things so you can reach optimal health: your mind, body, and spirit. Our shows are going to feature guests and sponsors that's going to provide tips, information, and tools to help transform you to new heights. And every week, we're going to be giving away free health and wellness tools and products for listeners who register and take the challenge. The challenge is free, and the rewards are endless. And Aaron, you've agreed to give a copy of your book, Belly Fat Diet for Dummies, to the first 15 listeners who register?
Yes, we're giving away 15 books to the first 15 people that register, and I'm so excited about this challenge. I think it's so wonderful.
Oh, it's so neat. You know, that's the key, is bringing people like you on the show to motivate, to bring accountability, and to create that focus. So 15 books, what a generous offer. A free book to the first 15 that register for the challenge. So you better sign up quickly. And you can do that by going to your I got to get my URL ready, to yourgoodhealthradio.com. And the grand prize winner is going to receive a health and wellness package worth thousands of dollars. Thanks goes to Dr. Sears, who is giving away a copy of his book, Toxic Fat, and Kim and Lindsay for including a free 3-day cleanse, and special thanks to our newest sponsor, America's favorite fitness expert, Denise Austin. You can follow us on social media for even more chances to win. For Twitter, it's at Dr. David Friedman, and Facebook, Friedman Radio. Start your whole body transformation today, folks. Let's get healthy. To learn more about Belly Fat Diet for Dummies, go to AaronPolinsky.com. Thanks for joining us. More next week on To Your Good Health Radio.